Hey guys. After looking around this audience, I feel a little better about myself seeing those empty seats because I realize I'm not the only one having financial problems these days. Anybody else?
You are bullshit. Well, I went to the grocery store today, and my favorite credit card got declined, and the guy at the counter was like, "Miss Rizzi, you want me to run that again?" I said, "No, you go ahead and get my credit card provider on the phone." So they dialed, it rang, they picked up. I said, "Dad." Things are bad. I don't even have cable. I've had to start reading the newspaper for entertainment. That's pretty depressing. But I did read an interesting article that, ladies, did you know this, that when we cry, a man's testosterone level drops, therefore they don't want to have sex with us? Gentlemen, thank you. Because when you cry, we don't want to fuck you either. So at least, finally, all on the same page about something. Hormones aren't meant to be messed with, I'll tell you that. I had to call my doctor this week, and I was like, "Look, this new birth control pill you got me on, I don't like it. It doesn't fit well with me." He said, "Why?" I said, "Well, when I was on the old pill, I only wanted to kill myself. On this new pill, I want to kill everybody." It's bad. I'm feisty. I'm single. Ooh, yeah. Are you? No. What are you looking for? Fucking asshole. Is anybody in here single, or am I only single? Yeah, alright, there we go. Alright. Have you guys noticed that technology has changed the rules of dating? I don't know if you've noticed this. Like, instead of calling, they text. Instead of texting, they email. Just fine. But gentlemen, just let me assure you this. Clicking the like button on my Facebook page the day after we sleep together for the first time will never mean as much as the phone call. And why is it with dating, everybody's got to give you unwanted dating advice? My friend called me the other day. She said, "You know what? I just know any minute now Romeo is going to knock on your door and just sweep you off your feet." I said, "Uh-huh. Now, would this be before or after the Easter Bunny's going to come by to eat me out?" I am telling you, ridiculous. At this point in my dating life, I'm actually concerned a man is going to piss me off and I'm going to grab a knife and stab his ass and end up on that TV show Snapped. Have you guys seen this show? Yes? No, this is the greatest show ever for those of you who haven't. It's true stories like Forensic Files, where women are sick